Hello, friends. Welcome to Think Jesus Cafe. This is your Daily 10, and this is your host, Mark Day. Today, we'll consider the first three verses of the fourth chapter of 1 John. So I'll begin by reading 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. Okay, last time we finished by remembering that in the New Testament the word confess means to be in agreement with. Specifically, it means to be in agreement with God about something. In context, the word confess in verse 2 means to be in agreement with God about Jesus Christ. John says, "By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God." In verse 3, John says, "Every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God." So, a verbal announcement that Jesus is the Christ, the unique Son of God, come in human flesh, well, that statement is in agreement with God. But verbal declarations that belittle Jesus, verbal declarations that Jesus is merely a human being and not uniquely from God, well, that kind of statement is not in agreement with God, and it gives little indication that the person is true in their belief and in their teaching. Okay. To confess means to be in agreement with God, but it also has an implied meaning. The implied meaning is that the confession actually resides in the heart of the person making the confession. True confession means not only that I'm in agreement with God about a truth, it also means that my life is in submission to that truth. If I declare that Jesus is Lord, that's a true statement, and the statement is in agreement with what God thinks about Jesus. But also included in that confession is my personal commitment to that truth. Confession means more than simply articulating a series of words that form a correct doctrinal statement. As you know, people can run around all over the place making all kinds of bold statements. And they may even be making true statements about Jesus and biblical truth. But the real question is whether or not they're personally committed to those statements. The real question is whether or not they're in submission to the truth they're declaring. For example, the word Lord, of course, means sovereign ruler. It means master over a kingdom. In the context of Jesus, Lord means sovereign ruler over the entire universe. So when I confess that Jesus is Lord, I'm in agreement with God that Jesus is the sovereign ruler over the entire universe, which also includes my own life. In my confession that Jesus is Lord, I'm saying that Jesus is Lord over me. I'm making a personal commitment to submit to that truth. So confession means to declare what is true in the sight of God. But it also means commitment. It involves reverence and a deep love for that truth I'm confessing. It means I'm committed to that truth. It means that I bow under that truth. It means I'm committed with all of my life to the confession that I'm making. Okay, in verses 2 and 3, the Apostle John says this, "Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God." Now, the Son of God was not named Jesus until the incarnation when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Then, as the child grew up in and around Nazareth, he was known as Jesus of Nazareth. But the Bible teaches that the one who grew up as Jesus of Nazareth is actually the promised Messiah of the Old Testament, the Son of God, the Eternal One, God Himself who came into human history. They are one and the same, Jesus Christ. Fully human and fully God, fully divine. And this is the truth of God, the Spirit of truth. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the fully divine Messiah who came into human history in the child Jesus. Jesus is the Christ who came in human flesh and lived a sinless life. Okay. Now, John says that teachers who confess this truth are of the truth and are of God. But any teacher who claims to teach others about the things of God, but then also denies this truth, well, that teacher is not of God. That false teacher may teach some accurate things about God, but if that teacher does not confess that Jesus is the Christ, they are not of God, regardless of what they may claim. So what can we learn from these few words in the fourth chapter of 1 John? Well, one thing we can observe is how neglected these words are today. How many people welcome into their lives the spiritual teachings of authors and media personalities who actually do not confess that Jesus is the Christ? How sad that so many people today actually think about, embed, and act upon the spiritual teachings of those who deny that Jesus is the Christ. The Apostle John couldn't be more direct. This doctrine is absolute, no equivocation. This doctrine, Jesus is the Christ, can never be compromised. The biblical truth that Jesus is fully human and fully God can never be minimized or set aside. It's an absolute. It's a doctrine that is foundational to the Christian faith. And it's a confession that helps believers discern whether or not a teacher of spiritual things is actually speaking from the Spirit of God. There are many false teachings surrounding this fundamental truth. There's the teaching that Jesus is a lesser God, not the supreme, all-powerful, unchangeable God of the universe. These teachers deny the full deity of Jesus Christ. There's the teaching that Jesus was born a mere man, and the Spirit of God came upon Jesus sometime after his physical birth and then departed sometime prior to his physical death. Jesus, therefore, was born a mere man and died a mere man. These teachers deny the full deity of Jesus Christ, and they also deny the full sinless humanity of Jesus Christ. Some groups teach that Jesus was merely a very moral human being and merely a teacher of moral virtue. Again, the deity, the sovereign authority of Jesus Christ is being denied. Now, once again, before we finish today, the word confession is critical at this point. It's right and good to declare that Jesus is the Christ, the fully divine Messiah, the Son of God, come in human flesh. That declaration is essential. But is the one making that confession submitting to that confession? That's a very important question. Some will outright deny these essential truths, but others will make these claims, perhaps through a confessional creed, perhaps through a statement of faith, perhaps through a hymn book. But have they committed themselves to the subject of their confession? This, my friend, is the essential, deep, heart-searching question. A person can recite all kinds of confessional statements. They can memorize all kinds of prescribed prayers. They can sing all kinds of Christ-exalting anthems. But have they committed themselves to living under the authority of the one they claim to confess? If a person does not truly confess Jesus, if a person does not live under the authority of Christ, if they do not submit themselves to the biblical Jesus, then they do not follow the true Jesus. They may claim to follow Jesus, but it's a Jesus of their own imagination. If a person does not live under the authority of Jesus, and if they don't follow Jesus, then they're in deadly error. They may recite the right creed, but their life betrays the words of their mouth. They're living in error. Friends, it's those who live by Jesus, following Jesus, obeying Jesus, and committing themselves to living under the leadership of Jesus. It's those individuals who are the true disciples of Jesus Christ and the true teachers of God. It's those people who have the Spirit of God moving and speaking through them. So friends, we have to be very careful about whose words we allow to enter our minds and shape our lives. Let's test. If only in our own mind, let's test those who claim insight on matters of the soul, on matters of the human mind, on matters concerning the things of God. Would they agree with the Apostle John and confess that Jesus Christ, the everlasting Son of God, the long-awaited Messiah, has come in human flesh? If so, they're speaking from God. If they deny this truth, then John says that they have the spirit of the Antichrist. Thank you for joining us in Think Jesus Cafe. This has been your Daily 10. Join us again next time as we think about Jesus, a biblical worldview, and real life.